May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Picture, if you will, the door to number 10 Downing Street. Can you see it? Black shiny door, Georgian panelling, polished brass fixtures, maybe a policeman standing outside. That door is a piece of history. Just think of all the people who've gone in and out of it. From Disraeli to Margaret Thatcher, Ronald Reagan, the late Queen. It would have some tales to tell if it could talk. And once that door is closed, those high-profile people are safe inside. No one with bad intent is getting in. But it also hides a secret. Because the door to number 10 isn't the original 18th century black oak it once was. Back in 1991, a pipe bomb was detonated only a few hundred yards from it, and so, recognising the danger, the government replaced that door with a visually identical copy made of bulletproof and blastproof steel. The letterbox doesn't open, the doorknob doesn't turn. In fact, there's only one way to get in. The security guard has to open it from the inside. And he only lets in those the Prime Minister gives him the authority to admit. Doors are a big deal in the Bible. And today, in one of the great I Am sayings we find in the Gospel of John, Jesus says to us about himself, "I am the gate." In other words, "I am the door." We know whenever Jesus makes one of these statements, whenever he starts off with I am the bread of life, for example, or I am the true vine, that what Jesus is doing is, yes, telling us who he is, but also telling us what his mission is, why he's come. So when you hear things starting off with I am, you know it's going to be good. In fact, in today's gospel, Jesus identifies himself as being both the door and the shepherd. The imagery he's using would have been clear to his listeners. In the hills of Jesus' day, shepherds would set up makeshift sheepfolds, which didn't have gates, and the shepherd himself would sleep across the entrance, so he'd block the entrance with his own body, keeping the sheep safe and the predators out. It was a dangerous job where the shepherd would risk his own life to care for his flock. Hardcore stuff. Being the door meant being willing to sacrifice yourself for those in your care. And Jesus is clear. He says, "I am the door, not a door, but the only door." The door of the shepherd is protective. We can choose not to hear his call and refuse to come into the fold. But that leaves us on the outside, vulnerable and at the mercy of what Jesus terms the thieves and the bandits. False trails to other doors which lead nowhere. Thieves and bandits take from others. They use illegal means to acquire things which do not belong to them. These might do so sneakily. Bandits might be more violent, but either way, the items they steal can never be truly theirs. I'm sure all of us will have heard the idea that it doesn't matter if someone isn't religious, as long as they're a good person. There's nothing we love more, is there, than the feeling we are in control and we can get what we want for ourselves. This is bandit behaviour, trying to take by force of effort, and completely missing the fact that God's life comes as a gift to be received with open hands. But just like Downing Street, the door to life can only be opened from the inside by the one who has the authority to do so, Jesus. The sneak thieves entice us with a different approach. They twist the concept of abundant life by waving under our noses the temptation of other things that might just make us happy in the short term. Maybe, rather than going to church on a Sunday, we can find what we're looking for in status or money or possessions. Or how about a nice lie-in? Perhaps we see prayer as too boring and we convince ourselves that obsessively pursuing health or fitness or chasing popularity could be a better use of our time. If there's a clash between our sporting schedule and attending communion, what's our decision? And more importantly, what does that mean? Whichever distraction we may be vulnerable to, we will eventually be disappointed and find our focus is pointing us in the wrong direction. The promise of Jesus for those who recognise his call and follow him is that true abundant life will be theirs, because his sacrifice for the sin which closed the door on the ark is the only thing which could ever have opened the way to life. He says, "Whoever enters by me will come in and go out and find pasture." In other words, keep your eyes on me, your ears open to my voice, and you will be both safe and free. The death and resurrection of Jesus opened the door to life decisively and permanently. It's an open invitation to us. The doorway of Jesus is wide, and yet how many of us ignore it or even slam it shut because we think we know better? Because of what Jesus has done, we don't need to try and clamber awkwardly over the sheep pen wall ourselves, guilty and sweating. We don't need to be perfect or attempt to cover up our messy bits and failures. We don't need to resort to second best schemes to try and create an abundant life for ourselves, ending up trapped in things that only end in heartbreak and distraction. Jesus is the door. As a shepherd would stretch himself across the entrance to the sheepfold, he stretched his body on the cross between heaven and earth to restore us to closeness with God. He is the way to life in all its fullness, and he calls us by name to follow him. Amen.